You're joined right now by a defensive back with the New York Giants. He is a two-time Super Bowl champion, coming off a season where he had 94 tackles, three forced fumbles, two fumble recoveries, an INT, and a sack. He was the Giants nominee for the Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award. He was an All-American at Rutgers. He was the 83rd pick overall in 2013. The Giants are going to open up against Denver on September 12th. Man, it's coming fast too, right? He's also partnering with the Jameson Humane for a special auction, which is going on right now, which we will get to. Logan Ryan is my guest. Logan, it's good to have you back. How are you?
What's going on, Jim? Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. All right, so you're coming off your first year with the Giants. Let me start right there. Considering you are a New Jersey guy and you went to Rutgers, what was that first year with the Giants like, and how much did you enjoy that experience?
Man, the first year was great. And honestly, it was a great experience, and it's crazy because we started off like 1-7, right? And I'm a winner. I'm used to winning. I work really hard to win. And I still was enjoying the time. I still enjoyed the process of turning that around and finishing a lot better than we started. And, you know, COVID was a weird year for everybody. It was a weird year. We missed the fans. I played in MetLife, you know, in college. As Rutgers, we would play some games there. So not having any fans is definitely weird. But being close to family, being able to be near the near my parents and the grandparents for my kids, definitely helped us through it a little better, made it a little more normal for me.
Logan Ryan joining us. I think all that is really cool. I think something else that's cool is the fact that you effectively bet on yourself last year when you signed that one-year deal with the Giants. Then in December, you signed a three-year extension with the team. This is not easy to do. What's the contract then represent to you, and what's it mean to represent the Giants?
The contract means a lot. I mean, listen, we're all very fortunate to make the money we make in this industry, and I don't think anybody is complaining about that. I love football, and I love providing for my family. I take it really seriously, and like I said, I put a lot of work in it. But, you know, the contract for me is about respect, and I just feel like I was in a tough free agency market with COVID. Like the stock market, a lot of things crashed, and my value went down tremendously overnight just because of what was going on in the world, and I didn't feel like that was completely right. So I wanted to take my time and sign at a place that believed in me and gave me opportunity to prove it, give me an opportunity to value what they see every day in practice, what they see in the community, and what they see ultimately on Sundays. And I try to lead from the beginning of the week to the end of the week. I try to lead behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. I wasn't afraid of that opportunity, and they rewarded me with a contract like they said they would if I held up my end. So I was very grateful for that, very grateful for the organization. The Giants are a class act, truly one of the classiest organizations I played for.
We're talking to Logan Ryan. What I really like, Logan, about that response is the fact that you're talking about leadership and the fact you want to lead from the front. You were also saying recently that the young guys really want to learn and they really want to spend time with you. They want to pick your brain, and that it's different from what a lot of people hear about young athletes today. How would you describe the young guys on your team and their mindset and the types of conversations you have with them?
Yeah. That's a great question. I think I'm one of those. I'm one of those people that don't like the modern-day athlete, these guys coming out a lot of times. I feel like I'm one of those, like J. Cole said in a song, the middle child, where I feel like I'm kind of an old soul. And when I came in the league, it was like Brady, who's still in the league, but it was like Vince Wilfork and Gerard Mayo. It was really old locker room. There's a lot of vets, and they did it the old-school way. Dudes are still wearing baggy suits, you know? And I came and saw how they put in that work and what they were doing and competing for championships. And then, you know, now I'm in year 9 in the NFL. I don't feel that old, but, you know, I guess to some standards I am. But I think guys are playing longer. Guys are taking care of their body more around the year. I'm one of those athletes who eats on diet all year, trains all year to play a little bit longer of a career than they used to. And I see these guys coming out, and I feel like they feel they're entitled. They feel like they don't want to. They want it right away. They want to transfer. They don't want to go through it the hard way. But, you know, on the Giants, man, we got guys on the team that want to learn, guys that I've encountered that want to become better, that want to ask those questions. Joe Judge sets the culture that you're going to put in the work. You're not going to make excuses. So that's already set. So especially guys in my room, Xavier McKinney, Darnay Holmes, some of the secondary we have, those guys really do respect what I've put in, but still want to, you know, want to get better and still want to put the work in. So that's definitely refreshing and definitely I definitely respect it a ton. I think it's a special group.
Logan Ryan, my guest. I love this conversation. I had a similar conversation, Logan, yesterday with Micah Hyde, and you guys are different guys, obviously, but kind of a similar mindset that there's a right way of doing things, and it's a lifestyle. It's 24/7. It's 365. There is no off season. You got to love the game. Be totally committed to it. And I love having these conversations. Like, you also even went out to guys who came before you. You reached out to guys like Antrell Roll, Jason Sehorn, Corey Webster. What did you take away from connecting with them? Why did you spend time with them?
First of all, I love Micah Hyde. I think we're similar players, and I love his career. And we came out the same year, and he's a beast. And what they do in Buffalo is really good.
Yeah.
You know, it really came down to, like we talked about, that free agency. I felt like what happened in my career is I came out of NFL. I came out of college, a really productive corner. I feel like I had a really all-American season, and I felt like I was snubbed a little bit in the draft process. I wasn't a great combine athlete, but I felt like I was a really good football player. And I was kind of one of those guys that fell in that process. And they're like, oh, is he a corner? Is he a safety? So I played 4 years inside and outside corner for New England and made a lot of interceptions, led the team almost every year in interceptions, played outside corner, matched up with Hopkins, matched up with some of the best receivers in the game out there in New England. And you see a lot of corners in New England, bump and run, Gilmore, J.C. Jackson. There's a lot of success at cornerback at that position because you're trained every day in practice to go after it. And me and Malcolm Butler were that for a few years. And then I go to Tennessee. We bring Malcolm Butler, Dory Jackson. I bump into the slot, and I felt like I really thrived at that position. But I didn't feel the money was being rewarded to those players. I feel like there's really dominant inside players like Tyrann Mathieu and Kenny Moore out in Indy and guys who weren't rewarded. Like, what position does he play? And then I see that start to switch. And, like, Tyrann Mathieu moves to safety, and Justin Simmons is a safety. And Marcus May is a safety. And I see guys getting paid for versatility now. So I was like, I'm going to call me a safety. You know, call me a safety. I'm going to do that. I'm going to just be called a safety and just do what I do. And that can get me respect. And that can get me rewarded financially. Because that's where the game is going to, versatile DBs. And 9 years ago, it wasn't like that. They didn't want you to be a versatile DB. They didn't want you to tackle. They wanted you to cover on the island like Revis. So I shifted that way. Because that's where the money was going. And I was like, you know what? I really need to learn how to play the safety position. I can't just call myself a safety. I really got to learn how to play it from the greats that came before me and pay homage to those that came before me, like how I was raised in this league. So I reached out to all those guys, and I just said, hey, I'm an empty cup. Like, help me get production out here, too. Let me learn how you guys led the locker room. Let me learn how you had those great giant defenses, Jason Sehorn, Antrell Roll, Corey Webster. So I just really wanted to, you know, pay that respect as a modern-day athlete to the guys that came before me. They didn't know me. I didn't know them. So I really wanted to get their numbers and reach out. And they really liked that I did that. They respected that. And I really wanted to be a part of our team and reach out to them because I feel like I want to teach our guys to play to that level. And you got to understand those who came before you.
God, and respect those. That is so good. Logan Ryan joining us. I got to ask you, I don't know where time goes, but I used to have Jason Sehorn on the show quite a bit, Logan, back in the day, this show, my TV shows, whatever. Always a really different cat, fascinating guy, amazing athlete. So what was it like to connect with him? What was his message? What's he up to?
He's chilling, man. He's doing great things. I think he's wildly successful. He's a successful player. He's played corner. He's played safety. He really just said, man, he was open book. Whatever I need, really, like, individually, like, for the game or, like, you know, preparation type stuff. He'll definitely spill his secrets in that. But I think running, man, I think that guys, like I said, the training is a little different nowadays than back then. Like, we have OTAs that we know all year, so we're in this thing all year kind of. But a lot of those former players that I'm learning about, and this is a secret for any young athlete listening, these guys run all year round. They run miles in the morning. They're building that callus up on their body. And you know, NFL players aren't track athletes. We don't run distance. We run sprints. So I started incorporating some of that distance running and some of those miles. I learned that from Rondé Barber. I learned that from Rod Woodson. I learned that from Carnell Lake. And I started doing that, and really my conditioning has gotten to a higher level later years of my career. And I'm trying to play over 1,000 snaps a year. I'm not trying to come off the field. Like, receivers come off the field. Running backs come off the field. DBs don't come off the field. We got to cover that 4-2 guy, that fifth-string receiver that they put in the game because they're resting the starter. He still runs 4-2. So we got to be able to cover those guys all day. So DB's got to run all day. And really, I learned that's the key to durability, is conditioning. So really the round-the-clock conditioning and preparation is where really what I'm asking those guys. What are they doing the off-season? Not what you do on Sundays. What do you do in the off-season to get ready for Sundays? And when we get closer to Sundays, I'll ask them more questions pertaining to that. But right now, it's really about their off-season regimen.
So, Logan, it would seem like it's all football all the time, but that nothing could be further from the truth. You're committed now. You're dedicated now. That's obviously very clear, but you're also the founder of the Ryan Animal Rescue Foundation. And as people may remember, when other guys make showy entrances to training camp, you have arrived with puppies, and you're partnering with Jameson Humane for an auction right now that's going on. What is the prize package that you're involved with? What's that going? What's that all about?
Yeah, Jameson Humane's out in Cali, and they're hosting a great event, part of Winapalooza. And two things I love is animals and wine. I love me a good red wine. So especially a lot of those out of California and the Napa area. So what they're doing is they're bringing two great things together, and they offered me the opportunity to present them a once-in-a-lifetime package that the ultimate Giants fan, the ultimate football fan can bid on. And all the proceeds will be split between my charity, RARF, which rescues focuses on rescue animals, dogs and cats in shelters, and Jameson Humane. But really what the package is, the best I can think of, is check this, Jim. You're getting first-class tickets wherever you are to fly to New York City for a weekend. You get a three-night stay at one of the top hotels in New York City. You get a private dinner with my wife and I at one of the top New York restaurants. You get tickets to a Giants game on Sunday. We're going to try to throw in, if possible, see what protocols COVID is. We're trying to throw in pregame passes and postgame passes. You get to fly into the city. You get a free hotel. You get a free dinner with one of the best New York chefs. You get to come to a Giants game before, during, and after the game, and you get to fly on out of there. Also, there's going to be some signed Logan Ryan merch. Signed Logan Ryan jersey, some RARF merch for you in there as well. So really, that's just a unique experience. You know, during NFL season, we're pretty busy, but that's the best I could offer somebody who's never been to New York City, who may be a Giants fan that lives across the country, who may be a football fan, or maybe an animal fan who believes in rescue animals and believing in that cause. You get the opportunity to come in. If you're not even a Giants fan, you get to hang out in New York City and go catch a football game, so with some pretty good seats. So I thought it was a cool thing. Doing all the proceeds, I don't make a dollar from it. All the proceeds go to my foundation and James Humane to help animals in need.
Logan, so let me tell you something, man.
I hope it goes for a lot of money. I hope a lot of people want it because I really put a lot into it and I designed the package myself.
Sorry to interrupt you. I want to jump in and say that is an amazing package. That is a great package. If people want to bid, where do they go to do so?
Yeah, so you can check out any of my social media handles, Logan Ryan. I'm promoting this all over my Instagram, my Twitter, RARF, Instagram, Twitter. But they can go to www.wineapalooza, wineapalooza.com, to really get in on the bidding. I think people are already bidding now. And then there's a live auction that starts at Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. You can register and bids can be all done ahead of time at wineapalooza.com. But really, it's online. You don't have to be at the event. But you go to wineapalooza.com or any of my social media handles, I'll direct you there, swipe up links. You're not going to be able to miss it. But if you want to get it on this package, a once-in-a-lifetime VIP package with me and my wife, New York City dinner, Giants game, talk before and after about football, about animals. It's all going for a good cause.
Can't beat it, man. Good wine. First-class airfare, accommodations, and a first-class experience. Logan Ryan, New York Giants DB, two-time Super Bowl champion, and a whole lot to it. My man, great job. Great to have you back. Good luck with all of that, and hopefully you and I can chop it up again soon.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you, Logan. Always, Logan Ryan. Man, I love those conversations. I was so glad to hear him say also, I knew it, but I was glad to hear him say, Micah Hyde's my guy. We came in at the same time, similar approach, similar mindset. Man, I love these guys that approach the game that way, that have that kind of mindset, that are all in, all about the preparation, the mental game to go along with the physical game. It's a great package now. You know, sometimes I think a lot of you hear that conditional pitch and maybe you don't want to hear it. That is an amazing package he's offering. First class airfare, few nights in New York City, dinner with him, tickets to the game, depending on the protocol, maybe some VIP access before or after the game, and to benefit a good cause, animal rescue. He said, so if you love Giants football or you want to come to New York City or you love animals, you love wine, this is the right package.